What's up? It's Frick. Oh, I should get some water before I start this. Hang on. I'll be right back. I really don't remember why I wanted to tell you this story. I'm sure there was a good reason. And I actually have been keeping this little, like, notebook note thing in my phone of notes of things I wanted to tell you about. Where the hell is it? The girl on Foley Ave. Her father hid her away. She never played outside. He ruined our snow fort. The adults said it was because he thought we'd get hurt on his property. This is funny. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you see something really weird, you just, you deal with it. You know, you don't, you just figure, well, you know, the adults have it under control, and I'm sure it makes sense to them. And so, you know, a lot of really weird shit just slips under the radar. I think about that kind of stuff all the time, you know? I mean, like, I think back and I go, God, how did we, you know, what was going on there? And this one, this is just an example of that. But there was the immediate next door neighbor to the house where I first grew up in Connecticut. I don't remember their names or anything. The girl's name was Christine. She was a little girl. She was... I remember her at when she was, you know, like 4 years old. I remember, and we were there for a number of years. So she kind of, she was probably the same age as me the whole time we were there. And the only times we saw her were when she was walking to or from the house with her dad holding her hand. And he was usually between her and us, depending on wherever we were, if we were in our front yard or whatever. She never came to play with us. She never talked to us. We were never introduced to her. And he never said anything to us either. I mean, no one really knew him. My parents might have known something about him and never told me or never wanted to tell me, or it wasn't something they could tell me. I don't know anything about them. I never saw anyone else in their family. I never saw, you know, a mother or any other siblings or anything. It was just this father and this little girl. You know, and I have to hope that for her, it was the best scenario, that he was really just very protective and he was taking care of her, you know. But who knows? It was really weird. He actually seemed to be a very scared and potentially destructive kind of person this is why I say this. I remember this one event that it was after a huge day of snow. It might have been after that giant blizzard in the 70s that dumped like 10 feet of snow on the Northeast. I don't totally remember the dates. I just remember that we were like up to our ears in snow. And there was these giant drifts that were, you know, 10 feet plus tall. And you could dig with a shovel, like these great snow caves and snow forts, which we did. We built this amazing fort on the corner of our property, which also probably was on the corner of his property too, I guess, or close to it or something. And, you know, we were all little kids, you know, we were like in the single digits of age. And we were out there for hours digging tunnels through this thing, you know. It was so exciting. I mean, we never even felt cold or wet, even though we were like soaked and, you know, up to our heads in snow. We were so into this thing. And then out of nowhere, the dude just shows up with his shovel and just destroys the fort. He just takes it down. He didn't say anything to us. He didn't look at us. It was interesting. I mean, if I saw that happen today, I'd have to guess that if I saw a person do that, that they were just angry. And I would guess that they were just angry because somebody else was having such a good time. You know? I mean, how could he look at that? Look at us out there playing all day and not somehow wish that, you know, his daughter was out there with us, playing with us, and that she had friends. I don't know how he could not. Or maybe in some way wish himself that, you know, that he was out there playing and having fun with it. I don't really know. And what, you know, our parents told us after the whole thing, I don't know if we, like, ran in the house crying or if we just, like, walked away scratching our heads. I don't know what went down after that. There was little to say or do about it, but my parents explained to me, oh, you know, it's a liability. He's concerned about somebody falling off the snow fort onto his driveway and getting an injury and him getting sued for it. That's the kind of thing my parents would say. And they did. And hey, I don't know. Maybe it was even true. Maybe he said something to them. I don't even know. But to me, today, looking back, it seems unlikely. And, you know, it feels unresolved. I wish I could go back there and, you know, I wonder about her. I wonder about the little girl. I guess she would be in her 40s now.